அத்தஜைனம் நித்யஜாதம் நித்யம் வாமன்யசே மிருகம் ததாபி த்வம் மஹாபாஹோ நைனம் சோசிதுமர்ஹசி. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki adha, if, however, cha, also, enam, this soul, nitya jatam, always born, nityam, forever, vad, either, manyase, you think so, mṛtam, dead, tada api, still, tvam, you, mahābhāho, O mighty armed one, na, never, enam, about the soul, sochitam, to lament, arhasi, deserve. You can repeat after me. If, however, you think that the soul or the symptoms of life will always be born and die forever, you still have no reason to lament. O mighty arm, purport. There is always a class of philosophers almost akin to the Buddhists who do not believe in the separate existence of the soul beyond the body. When Lord Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, it appears that such philosophers existed and they were known as Lokayatas and Vaibhashikas. Such philosophers maintain that life symptoms take place at a certain mature condition of material combination. The modern material scientists and material philosophers also think similarly. According to them, the body is a combination of physical elements, and at certain stage of life, symptoms develop by interaction of the physical and chemical elements. The science of anthropology is based on philosophy. The science of anthropology is based on this philosophy. Currently, many pseudo-religions now becoming fashionable in America are also adhering to this philosophy, as are the nihilistic non-devotional Buddhist sects. Even if Arjuna did not believe in the existence of the soul, as in the Vaibhashika philosophy, there would still have been no cause for lamentation. No one laments the loss of a certain bulk of chemicals and stops discharging his prescribed duty. On the other hand, in modern science and scientific welfare, many tons of chemicals are wasted for achieving victory over the enemy. According to Vaibhashika philosophy, the so-called soul or Atma vanishes along with the deterioration of the body. So in any case, whether Arjuna accepted the Vedic conclusion that there is an atomic soul or he did not believe in the existence of the soul, he had no reason to lament. According to this theory, since there are so many living entities generating out of matter every moment, and so many of them are being vanquished every moment, there is no need to grieve for such incidents. If there were no rebirth for the soul, Arjuna had no reason to be afraid of being affected by sinful reactions due to his killing of his grandfather and teacher. But at the same time, Krishna sarcastically addressed Arjuna as Mahabaho, mighty armed one, because he at least did not accept the theory of Vaibhashikas, which leaves aside the Vedic wisdom. As a Kshatriya, Arjuna belonged to the Vedic culture and it behooved him to continue to follow these principles.
Om Agnanantimirandasya Agnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langaite Giram Yat Krupata Maham Vande Paramananda Madham Sri Gurundi Nakaranam Chaitanyeshwar.
So I'm sorry that somehow the projector key was not available, otherwise we would have as routine as we have been having in my class. We could have shown through the projector slides. Here, Krishna is very sarcastically telling Arjuna that even if you think that you are going to die and again if you are going to take birth, why do you bother? If you don't believe about the soul, you may be thinking that people keep dying and it's a combination of chemicals, suddenly the life appears and all that. Actually, Krishna explained right from the 2.9 onwards about the existence of soul, and he was informing him, he was giving so many examples like avinashita tadvidyena sarvam idam tatam or vasansi jeenani yadha vihaya. It is just like your old garment which you will be throwing and taking one more. The soul gets another body after leaving the body which is not useful. So he gave the instructions about the soul, but now he says, if you don't believe, if you think, he doesn't say that, I am saying, if you think the soul will always be born, or if you think the symptoms of life will always be born and die forever, you still have nothing to lament because it's going on forever, going on. So, actually, as indicated in 2.17, the soul pervades the entire body, which is indestructible. I think at least I can keep it here. Some people can see. like this. Okay, some of you can see.
Yeah.
Anyhow, though it's not a standard practice, but still something. So here, like 217, the soul pervades the entire body. Avinashitu tadvidhi ena sarvam idam tatam. And it is indestructible. We have 8.4 million species, and against each species we have so many thousands and thousand millions of lives. And how is that soul is existing in each one of them? It is surprising actually. Each one is a soul. Or some people will get the doubt. There are 3 million animals, 2 million trees and plants, 1 million the birds, 1.1 million insects, reptiles, 0.9 million aquatic animals, 0.4 the humans. Altogether 8.4 different types of species. How is that? How soul gets into the body? I mean, this is a something surprising phenomena unless we clearly understand with the help of Bhagavatam. What we understand generally is male, female, husband and wife, with the union the wife conceives, the lady conceives and gives birth to a baby. Where from the Atma, the soul is coming into picture? Man and woman, sexual union, and woman conceives and she gives birth. From where Atma, the soul, is coming into picture at all? Yes. You take test tube baby, the male sperms are separated out and the female egg is separated out. They are made to combine in the test tube, literally. They are made to combine. They get combined and it is put back in the woman's womb, and that particle keeps on getting multiplied and becomes a child, baby is born. Where is Atma coming into picture? Where from the soul is existing? There is something. The Shastras give us the clear idea how the soul enters the body. After the death and passing through the hellish conditions, the Atma comes down to the earth through the rainwater, and then it goes into vegetables or trees, plants, vegetation. And these, when they are consumed by the male, the soul enters through the semen into womb of the woman. And from there, the soul gets a shape of the body as per the karma, as per the activities of his own past deeds. Now here, after the person dies, after undergoing whatever hellish conditions, the Atma enters through the raindrops water into the vegetables or the trees, plants, and through that it enters into man's semen, and through semen to woman and the earth. It appears still somehow, somewhere, it is not clear. Bhagavatam gives the process of the soul entering into the body of a woman as explained in 331.1 to 331.4. The first one, the sloka says, this is actually 331, Bhagavatam, Canto 3, the chapter 31 is the Kapil Dev's instructions to his mother, the whole chapter. Here he gives the instruction about how the soul is actually coming, traveling from the upward planets or whatever hellish, after undergoing hellish conditions, how it is entering into the body. And we can compare other things. So much it is explained how the body is formed within four texts. We'll just see. In the first text of 31st chapter, 331.1, Kapil Bhagavan says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Karmana Deva Netrena Jantur Dehopapatte, Sriya Pravishta Udaram, Pumso Retha Kanashreyaha. So, the personality of Godhead said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of His work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter the womb of a woman through the particle of a male semen to assume a particular body. Through the particle of the semen, the male takes shelter of the particle of the semen and enters the body of the womb of the female. So here Prabhupada explains here, we just read out, after suffering different kinds of hellish conditions, a man comes again to the human form of body. In order to give a particular type of human form to a person who has already suffered hellish life, the soul is transferred to the semen of a man who is just suitable to become his father. The soul is transferred through the semen of the father into the mother's womb in order to produce a particular type of body. This process is applicable for all embodied entities. After suffering in the hell, he is given the chance to take birth in the same type of body from which he had been degraded. Everything is done under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, one word, Retha Kanashritaha, is very significant because it indicates that it is not the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman. Rather, the living entity, the soul, takes shelter of a particular particle of semen and is then pushed into the womb of a woman. It is not the semen which is actually creating the birth of the baby, but it is the Atma, the soul, which is taking shelter on the semen particle. Prabhupada is clearly explained. Then the body develops. There is no possibility of creating a living entity without the presence of soul simply by sexual intercourse. The materialistic theory that there is no soul and that a child is born simply by material combination of the sperm and ovum is not feasible. It is not acceptable. It is unacceptable. This is the purport of Prabhupada. So, in the second sloka, Kapildev explains, Kalalam tvena ratrena pancharatrena budbudam dashahenam kakkandu peshandam vatata param. He is explaining now how the soul is travelling and how the body is formed around it. On the first night, the sperm and ovum mix. On the fifth night, the mixture ferments into a bubble. Each one, the step by step, you see clearly how Bhagavatam is explaining the concealment and development of the baby in the womb. So on the first night, the sperm and ovum, they mix. On the fifth night, the mixture ferments into a bubble. On the tenth night, it develops into a form like a plum. And after that, it gradually turns into flesh or an egg, as the case may be. So when we take the actual photographs which are obtained through our very sophisticated equipment, ultrasound, we get the same thing. The formation of the bubble, and fifth night it becomes a bubble and it becomes a plum. We can see a small video where it shows all the things. So here the sperms are traveling, if you can see. Can you? You can get some idea. The sperms are traveling, about 3 million sperms. only one sperm will be able to join, combine with the ovum or the egg of the female. So they are traveling within the body, that fallopian tube or whatever, different steps. This is what the medical science is explaining. So only one of them will be successful. And the one, Bhagavatam says, which is having the soul only will be successful, and then concealment takes place. And our medical science says, when this sperm is actually combining, the combination of chromosomes, different chromosomes, they combine and then become one particular cell. This is first day. This is actually as per the medical science. And after 5 days, slowly they become bubble, as it has been told in the Bhagavatam. Same thing. And then it settles down and all that. So here Bhagavatam is clearly, actually we are able to see with the modern equipment, that it is same what Bhagavatam is saying in 3:31:1-4. We can actually see in the videos which we are taking through the sophisticated equipments which we are using in the medical science. In the third text, Kapildev explains, Masetu Shirodbhavyam Bahu Angadi Anga Vigraha Naka Loma Asti Charmani Linga Chitrodbhava Trivihi. In the course of a month, head is formed, and at the end of 2 months, the hands and feet and other limbs take place. By the end of 3 months, the nails, fingers, toes, body hair, bones, skin appear, as do the organ of generation and other apertures in the body, namely eyes, nostrils, ears, mouth and anus. This Bhagavatam is existing for the past so many thousands of years. Now we have the medical science which shows, yes, after 4 months, this is what head is formed, and after 3 months, these are the structures which is exactly the same as indicated in Bhagavatam. Then in the different stages of development, actually the last sloka, the fourth sloka, Chaturbhidha Tavastapta Panchabhik Shatru Dudbhidaha Shadbhira Yuna Svita Kuksho Brahmyati Dakshine. How the baby turns is explained. Kuksho Brahmyati Dakshine. It takes a turn to the right. Within 4 months of the date of conception, the 7 essential ingredients of the body, namely chyle, blood, flesh, fat, bone, marrow, cement, come into existence. At the end of 5 months, hunger and thirst make themselves felt, and at the end of 6 months, the fetus, enclosed by the amnion, begins to move on the right side of the abdomen. This is not what medical science is saying, but this is what Bhagavatam is saying. Exactly, when we see the ultrasound pictures within the womb of the mother, we get the same thing. They are finding exactly that after 6 months the baby turns. So we have to have total belief in what Krishna says, just like Arjuna. Arjuna at the end, he got rid of all the bewilderment and he said, Krishna, sarvametadratam manye, 10:14. Oh Krishna, I totally accept you as truth, all that you have told me. Neither the gods or the demigods, demons will be able to know your personality. So I take whatever you are speaking as truth. That's how Arjuna accepted and took the instructions of Krishna. If we have the same belief, then we can also understand Krishna correctly, exactly. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, but somehow Krishna is the enjoyer, I should also enjoy. Krishna gives instruction in 9:18 of Bhagavad Gita, Gatir Bartha Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Shritam. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness. In this particular one text, Krishna gives everything, actually. This is in chapter 9, which is the most confidential knowledge. Krishna says, I am the goal. I am the goal of all the human beings, all the living entities, actually. Because human beings are given extra intelligence, they should understand that the goal is Krishna, not material enjoyment. The sustainer, the maintainer of the universe, the master, the witness. Krishna is the witness. He is staying in everyone's heart. Whatever anybody is doing, nobody is seeing me, I can do this. No, Krishna is always present. He is the witness. Refuse, the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation. Still, somehow, no, I should enjoy. I must enjoy myself. Then Krishna gives. If we are understanding all this also, oh, not today, we can postpone, we can enjoy for some time and later at the end of our retirement life, at the end of our job, after settling down, we postpone it. The moment we postpone, or the moment we want to forget Krishna, enjoy. Krishna bahir mukahana bhoga vancha kare nikate maya tara japtiye dhare. The moment a person is forgetting Krishna, maya which is nearby, it will simply catch and just come on, you are under me. Enjoy, you can become master, you can enjoy, you have strength, you have the power to enjoy. When a living entity wants to enjoy material nature, he is immediately victimized by the material energy maya. A living entity is not forced into the material world. He makes his own choice, being attracted by beautiful woman or man, wealth, etc., etc. Every living entity has the freedom to be attracted by material nature or to stand as a hero and resist that attraction. These are the words of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada says, this attraction is there for you. If you are getting attracted, okay. But if you are resisting like hero, yes, that will be. Generally what happens? You are attracted just like this, hamster wheel. So many things. House, car, wealth, woman, man, whatever it is. Day and night working. Even after death, if he becomes ghost, he will be working like this, getting attracted to the material things. Yes, I want to enjoy. And the result is this cycle of birth and death. Continuous cycle. This suffering. Take birth and become, grow up, become a young man, have family, become old, and become sick and die or suddenly death. And then the Atma, the soul, enters into various species, and after a long journey, we may get the human life. Again we do the same thing. You can see one fellow is collecting. Two bags are there, good and bad. Depending on what is done, what good is done, what bad is done, the results are given. Again and again and again and again and again in this cycle. Thousands of... Maya is so powerful that it makes us to forget easily. Just like in this story, the king got the darshan of Vishnu, Krishna. And he says, kindly give darshan to my people also. They will get all the benefit. Krishna, hey Vishnu, kindly give opportunity that all my people will take your darshan. Vishnu Bhagavan says, it is not possible. Because you are saying, okay, today evening, I will be on the top of the same place. I will be on the top of the hill. You bring all your people, they can have the darshan. King felt very happy. He went back and told all the people, oh, today you will be the most fortunate person to see the Lord, to see Vishnu. So you all come with me, evening collect, all old people, new all young brahmanas, everyone, they all running behind the king. King announces, whatever be the problems, don't worry about the problem. Just come behind me. Don't worry about anything. Don't get into trap of anything. There was a heavy rain. Heavy rain. And they see, oh, that's it, there is no rain. And the tree is covering the rain. There is no water drops. Let us just take a rest for some time. And this rain is going to stop. After all, what is that? King says, don't get into that trap. After all, this rain doesn't do any harm to you. Just come with me. You see, we take rest for a few minutes. What is it? It's raining so heavily. Just take rest for a few minutes. Some of them run away. Some of them go. And some of them continue. When they continue, when they see, there is a big attraction. Big Shyamayana, big pandal with lot of eatables, very nice aroma and dancing and all that. Very nice enjoyment. Just have, okay, you can go and take darshan, what is there? But have this nice food and enjoy. You see such nice people, they are dancing. Young girls and boys, they are dancing so nicely. You can enjoy food. You have come from such a long time. Come. Some people get attracted and they go away. And other people start moving up. Then they see, oh, there is some rain of silver coins from the top. What is it? What? Where from this is coming? If silver coins are falling from the top. The king and other sadhus, they shout, don't get into the trap. Just follow. Time is up. Come along with me. No. Many people, they get attracted, trapped. King says, okay, at least you are fortunate. Come. Still little time is left out. We have to go fast. Then suddenly, one man appears and says, look this side. You see, what is happening? You see, oh, gold is falling from the top. Gold is falling from the sky. Gold coins. Everywhere gold coins. Gold. Can collect as many as possible. Gold. Now every fellow ran. Really, is it gold? We thought that silver was falling. Here gold is falling. Let me just see. I don't want to take any gold, but let me see how gold is falling. Where from it is falling? Such king is shouting, oh, time is up. Please come back. Don't fall into the trap. You will be missing Krishna. You will be missing Vishnu Bhagavan's darshan. Nobody is caring. Everyone went there and there was somebody was trying to examine how it is happening. Somebody is ready to take sacks of gold along with them. Then ultimately, only king was able to take darshan. This is how we get into our attraction very easily, because Maya is very strong. And when our attention is diverted to material enjoyment, we can never get Krishna. This is what we have to understand. Okay. Now having understood that we are in the material condition, how to come out? Okay. Give quick solution. So Bhagavatam gives the solution here. Sunavatam Swakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Hrudayantastyoha Badrani Vidhanoti Suhurtsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. When we start hearing about Krishna, when we start chanting Krishna's names, Maha Mantra, then slowly the desire for material enjoyment comes down and it will be removed from our mind. That's what Krishna himself, in the form of the sound, he enters and cleans. He is cleaning. He and the material enjoyment slowly comes down. So anyone who wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of Krishna. Krishna charane haya yadi anuraga Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela text 7.143 gives, Krishna charane haya yedi anuraga, Krishna vinu anyetra tare nahi rahe raga. If one develops his love for the Godhead and becomes attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, gradually he loses his attachment to the material things. If you want to get detachment from the material things, get attached to Krishna. That is the only way. But how is that this process works? We'll just see. This is explained in 2.8.5. Parvishtita Karnarandrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Salayasya Yadha Sharad. The sound incarnation of the Lord, the Supreme Soul, enters into the heart of self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. As the autumn rain, the rainy season, lot of mud is collected, whereas autumn season, July, August, the rain, whichever is actually raining, it washes away the muddy water and it cleans. In the same manner, the sound of Krishna enters into the ears and that cleans. That is how the cleaning process is taking place. So we have to be serious and hear. So what about my enjoyment? I wanted to enjoy. Whether that is a process of enjoyment you are making me to do? Krishna tells, we get the information from various other shastras. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela says, Prema haiti Krishna haya nija bhakta vasa, Prema haiti paya Krishna seva sukha rasa. The Supreme Lord, who is greater than the greatest, becomes submissive to even a very insignificant devotee because of his devotional service. It is the beautiful, exalted nature of devotional service that infinite Lord becomes submissive to the infinitesimal living entity because of it. In reciprocal devotional activities within the Lord, devotional activities with the Lord, the devotee actually enjoys the transcendental mellow of devotional service. He enjoys. So, devotional service not only cleans the material desires and it gives you everything what you want. Where is the proof that? Where it is said that everything is given by Krishna? Yes, proof is there. 8.28 of Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshu yagneshu tapasu jaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam etyeti tadvarva midam viditva yogi paramsthanam upaiti chadyam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these. At the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode. This is given in 8.28 of Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshu yagneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam. Whatever you get by giving charity, by giving dana, and by reading the Vedas, by study of the Vedas, by doing all fruitive activities, even that, you get it on its own. When you have $1 million in your bank, you automatically have $100 in your hand. It is as simple as that. So we have to adopt and take this seriously so that we come out of the misery of life and death. In the conclusion, we have to understand that as long as material attachment exists, we are in conditioned form. We are impure. We are impure as long as we are attached to material things. And To come out of that impurity, the purification will start, will begin with hearing and chanting. Hearing about the glories of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hence, devotional service is to be performed very seriously without committing offenses. So with these things, we come to the end of today's class. Hare Krishna. So, your questions, comments? Otherwise, after that I thought we will have a discussion on another point. Yeah. Yeah, Prabhu. Now the question is whether Lord is present in all the 3 million sperms.
He is present there in all 3 million. So Lord is present in every atom, he says. So he is present in all the sperms also.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that when these all sperms they die. So Lord is in our body. There are so many things are going in, so many sperms, red cells, person, white cells. They, Lord is in everyone. In every time they are dying and coming and going and coming. So this is the Lord's mercy that how He enters in our body in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Right, so that's common.
Oh, very nice. That's how each particle, any particle is. Cannot be independent, it has the power of Krishna. Without the power of Krishna, nothing can move. So the 3 million sperms which we have discussed, out of 3 million sperms, one sperm on which the soul is present, it is able to successfully join the egg or the ovum and then take the shape of the that baby. That's a nice, good comment. Now, I have one point for discussion. Unfortunately, we are not getting it here. Hare Krishna Mahatma. Yes. So in Bhagavad Gita it is explained, Krishna himself explains clearly, those who are not successful, they will take the birth again as a devotee or in a very rich house. I mean, these details are given. So he will get the opportunity again to continue the devotional service. Devotional service will not end with this body. If we have achieved, say 5%, just 5% we could achieve devotional service purity of 5%. So in the next life, it starts with 5.1, whatever we are doing. It's not that it starts with 0. Just like if we are learning ABCD, if we are taking birth and learning, we have to learn from ABCD. But here, devotional service, suddenly you can see some people, they get attracted to Krishna, or they get attracted to devotional life and they just leave everything and come. How it is possible? Because they have done lot of good deeds in the past, and suddenly whatever little karma, whatever little activities which they had performed, which other activities for which they were suffering, that is ending, that has come to an end point, and then now this takes over. Now he becomes a devotee within a very short time. So he, the devotee, will get the opportunity to go back to Godhead to perform the devotional activity again. He gets the body of human and he continues. The one example of Bharat Maharaj, who did all the austerities, and at the end he was thinking about deer, and unfortunately he got the body of the deer. But he was able to remember that he was performing, but he was unfortunately attached to deer and he was unable to concentrate at the last moment. So he was given the opportunity in the next life as Jada Bharat, who was a very, he became a Brahmana, and he was very strict. Now this life, he was given the memory that he was Bharat Maharaj and he was performing all austerities for going back to Godhead. But because of the attachment to the deer, he was unable to continue and he got the life of deer. And as Jada Bharat, he was very serious. Now he did not talk with anybody, anything. He wanted to perform his devotional service in his mind and go back to Godhead. So, and then he performs, he goes back. So there are many examples where they get the opportunity. It is given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Yes, Prabhu, you can add.
Right.
I ask.
The process of the soul in the body dies. The soul process, you said, soul has to go through the veil, you go in the veil, then in the veil it goes in the body and then in the spirit. So this, there is a process that immediately the soul leaves the body and immediately he gets another body. Is that process direct or it goes through the same process?
It has to, because it has to get the result. Whatever bad deeds, bad things he has performed, he has to undergo the hellish conditions. He has to undergo all the misery in the hell. And then he is, left from the rain, clouds. And then the soul travels through the rainwater to the earth, and from the earth to the plants, and the plants or vegetables, whatever it is, when it is eaten by the male, through the semen. So the soul is traveling step by step and then enters to the womb, and from there the life again, he gets the body. Soul is there and the body is developed as per the karma, the deeds.
So process is there, it's not a direction from one body goes
directly. He has to go back. He has to go and enjoy good and bad. He has to enjoy swarga also, though heaven is not shown here. Yeah, he has to enjoy. Then it is a sort of attraction, test by the Maya. Okay, you want to enjoy, you want to have the same type. Okay, go and perform all these activities so that you get the very heavenly pleasures. For a devotee, heaven or hell, of course, both are same. But doing the satisfying senses of Krishna, that is Krishna Prema. Satisfying one's own sense is the Kama. That is the basic difference. When you want to get Krishna Prema, means satisfying Krishna's senses. Satisfying Krishna is most important. That's how gopis, they were never bothered about anybody. They wanted to satisfy Krishna. Krishna and only Krishna. So they have the pure Prema, the love. Yes, Prabhuji.
So this devotee, if he dies, so he is going back on back.
Devotee, depending on the purity level he has achieved. If I am doing all chanting 34 rounds, 64 rounds every day, but still I have attachment to my wife, my family, my daughter, my granddaughter, my money, my bank balance, what is the purity percentage? So we are traveling, we are trying, we are sadhakas, we are trying to perform the devotional service. Have we become really a devotee? We are trying to become devotees. We are, taking such people, the 99.9% no entry into Golok Vrindavan. 100% pure, 100% for Krishna, just like gopis. They never cared for the society, they never cared for the wife, husband, children, brother-in-law, whatever it is, father-in-law. For satisfying Krishna, I can do anything. When that thing comes, yes. So, that's why Maya tests every time whether this fellow has been purified or not. Give a test and see. Yes, this fellow has passed. Okay, I'm one more test. So, to purify, the purification process takes. How the very great yogis, the tapasvis, those who have performed the austerities, they fall down. Because when they are attracted, there is a test, 99% pure, 1% impure. So he has to come out. Just like the case of Saubari Muni, who was doing all performance of austerities in water. He was going down the Jamuna water and he was performing all austerities, chanting, and because he doesn't want to get disturbed by the external, any sort of the disturbance from outside. In water, the whole sounds, everything is absorbed. But one day he suddenly sees two fish mating and his mind is changed. He was performing for thousands of years under the water and just by seeing. The reason was that he did offense against Garuda, asking him to go away. He cursed him, "If you come again, you will die, you will be killed by my strength." So with the offense, so he has to get purified. For purification, so he goes back to the king and he says, "I want to marry your daughter." And all the daughters, they marry. He changes his form, appearance, by his own strength of whatever austerities, tapasya he has performed. And then he enjoys and suddenly he thinks, "Aray, thousands of years I have wasted with enjoying 50 daughters of king, 50 wives, and so many appearances he could get because of his austerities." And then he thought, "Oh, I have committed a blunder. Now I am going to back to forest. Will you follow?" All the wives, they follow. And he goes back and he does austerity, gets purified. He tells the whole world, "Look at me, how I was fallen. I was attracted to this material enjoyment. Look at me, how much low I am, how much downfallen I am." He laments and then he comes back. So purification process, 100% pure only is accepted in Goloka. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Everyone will go back to. The thing is, if we become 100% pure and if we become totally committed to follow what Prabhupada has told. Prabhupada never said, "Okay, you have material attachment and you will get Krishna also." No. Everywhere it is very clear. You become a hero, I was just reading that. You become a hero by resisting the attraction and come out, or get into the trap of Maya and be in the birth and death cycle. The pure love of gopis, the 100% pure, 100% commitment for satisfying Krishna, Krishna only. Not me, me zero. If that is the case, definitely. So we all are traveling in the path. We can definitely reach the goal, provided if we are serious. Okay, this time it's alright, my wife. Okay, this time let me accumulate 50 lakhs So that after 5 years, after 10 years, I don't know what will be the position. Attachment is there. So what is our level of purity? So we should understand where we are, what we are, and try to come out. Yes, we should. We should make efforts. Maybe we take more time, little more time, but we definitely we are going in the right path by following this. Any more questions, Prabhu? Yes, Mataji, please.
What do we make of it?
75%, no less. So, what is okay, I mean, 70%, or if we take 70% as 100%, and where we are, if we take whatever be the case, if the target and percentage of that, if we think that even though we are impure, we can go back, no. No. Yeah. Correct. Correct. If we are following totally what Prabhupada has told, detachment, if we are not, we should honestly accept, yes, I have impurity and I should come out of that. Then we try to move further. We try to progress spiritually. Otherwise, okay, with some impurity, no problem. 70% impure people are allowed. I mean, in that context, it doesn't fit. No. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Any other questions? Yeah, yeah, please, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said, I have a key for the back door of Vaikunth, so I will.
Correct.
Provided you surrender completely.
The provided is there. So, yeah, yeah. If we follow what Prabhupada has given us strictly, then. Anything else? So I thought I will just ask you one question. Actually, unfortunately, this is creating problem. We have bacteria which are one cell. They divide themselves and become two. All, most of the bacteria, we all understand. This is for your discussion. We have to discuss and come out with some solution. Now I have the problem. Bacteria is, it gets divided and within no time it becomes, in one day, the bacteria, they become 5,000 million billion. That's what the estimate is. Billion numbers. One bacteria. One will become two. Two will become four. It is geometric progression. If we know. Now the question is, here the description is that the male joining the semen, and from that it is coming to female womb and all that Atma, the travel of Atma, when we see from the rain, vegetation and all that. Now here a bacteria is one. It doesn't have male, female, and it gets divided, it becomes two. So how is that soul is entering here? Now, this is the discussion. You get the point? Bacteria is one. Oh, it's only one. It's like Suresh Vardas, I am only one. Suddenly it becomes two. Two will become four. Four will become, I mean, four will become 16. See, not 16, I think much more. Two into square of that. Each one will get divided. So, how is that now it is? How to explain the entering of soul? The soul is present in bacteria? What do you say? You all agree that soul is present? Yeah.
Environment
environment comes, the soul enters into that environment. Professor, Postulism also got the living entity comes from the idea.
Yeah.
So, there is a stable environment for that, so the soul has to go through that.
No, one bacteria is there, one soul is there inside. Now this bacteria suddenly becomes two.
Soul doesn't divide. Ah. Another soul enters into the...
Very good. Any other answer, Prabhu? So, I mean, this is exactly what I also read somewhere. Now, somehow or the other, any living entity will have to eat plant. Directly, indirectly. If a meat-eating animals are there, meat-eating animal, it will eat the animal which is eating some plant. So, the soul will have to travel through the plant. So, the bacteria which is also eating, it has to eat our own blood or whatever it is. So, it is eating. So, it is eating and the... Through that, whatever is eaten, one soul is entering. And bacteria, when it is entering, when it gets this sufficient, the appropriate time, then it becomes two. The second one, that soul. The first one, original soul. Now this soul is again, it is eating and one more soul is entering. And it gets the appropriate time, whatever. And then it becomes. So that's how I think that is a good explanation. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.